At the Thanksgiving table, most families have a dish that's become a staple from year to year. And though not specifically for Thanksgiving, the Italian community in Endicott has a food unique to them, a simple white roll. I headed over to Little Italy in Endicott to get at the local history behind this plain loaf. Inside St. Anthony's Church, the service wraps up with a final hymn. By the exit, a woman is holding a large wicker basket filled with little white loaves in sandwich bags, handing them to people, one apiece. She calls it St. Anthony's bread, named for the great orator and defender of the poor. The story of St. Anthony's bread is found in a split-level house on the town's east side. It's the home of June and Mary Consul, both in their 80s.
Mary, it's good to meet you. I'm
Same
Monica.
Here. And this is my sister, June.
Their family owns Consul's restaurant in Endicott. Mary and June say to understand the history of the bread, you have to return to the town's Little Italy 70 years ago. Mary and June's father stitched shoes at the Endicott Johnson Shoe Company. They were devout Catholics. The family of 10 walked to Mass at St. Anthony's Church every Sunday. The church's namesake was a sort of patron saint for their family.
Yeah, not like if we have a St. Anthony Day, my mother says, no, no, you can't do anything because it's St. Anthony's.
It was the 1940s, and soon the U.S. declared war on Japan. Two of the consul's sons joined the military. One was drafted. The other figured he would be, so he enlisted. Distraught, their mother cried daily. She'd seen the fate of other neighbors, expecting to greet homecoming sons and receiving a death notification instead.
There's a St. Anthony statue up on Buffalo Road. She used to walk every day to pray there that my brothers would get home safe and sound.
One day at the shrine, Mary says her parents made a promise to St. Anthony.
Well, they says if they came home safe, that they promised that they were going to pass this bread out. Blessed bread.
St. Anthony gave loaves of bread to the poor, so the consuls promised to do the same. The sons did eventually come home, and the consuls kept their promise.
From that year, every single year, they did the same thing.
And we're still doing it.
Then my parents passed away, and my brothers did it. My parents, they'd have to order the rolls. Felix Roman would leave a big truck full of them, and my brothers would drive it up to the church.
They'd stand at the church doors and hand out rolls, just like today.
And when you get that bread, you're supposed to say a prayer before you eat it.
What prayer are you supposed to say?
Our Father.
Mary and June say they hope their nieces and nephews continue the church's tradition.